Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to the 17th annual Dave Glover Show Halloween special. Man, 17 years.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
Something. Started out with the Limp Mansion all those years ago and the Exorcist House and the Pit, the Milton, McPike. Whew. It's a lot of good shows.
Yeah, a lot of great shows. We need to maybe do that one year. Just go back and do like a 15-minute recap of each because, man, there were some great ones.
Well, you can if you want to do the research, you can see them all by going to 971talk.com/Halloween. This is all brought to you by New Vodka, so we appreciate their support. Here's the way this sort of happens. We typically try to tape the Halloween show in September, so we have plenty of time, because we tape it over several hours. We're running tape, videotape, audio tape the entire time. And like a lot of the ghost shows that you watch, Ghost Hunters and all that kind of stuff, we go back and the boys in the truck listen and try to find little Easter eggs and fun stuff. And probably last summer, we heard from an inside person here that, look, I don't know if this is of interest to you, but a family who I know through my son's girlfriend, who just live out in O'Fallon, moved into a house about a year and a half ago, and immediately crazy things started happening. And I know these people. I can vouch for these people. They're not crazy. They're successful, upper middle class, normal people that think they live in a haunted house. Great. We've been to some of the iconic places, like I mentioned, the Limp and the Exorcist House and the Milton Schoolhouse and Mineral Springs Mall. So I liked the idea of just a little suburb bedroom community in O'Fallon, Missouri. Let's go see what it's all about. So we did. And Tony was with us, Mark and Rach, our technical guys, and we spent a few hours there, and there are two sisters, Mariah and Shelby, and Mariah lives in this house, and the family sort of owns this whole block, and there's four different houses, and they're just rehabbing them for the whole family. And so the first thing we're going to play for you is the sound of sitting down at a little fire pit and just hearing the story. Now, I'm going to do something that I typically don't do, but what I want to do is kind of give you the basic story so that you can more easily follow along. It's kind of a classic ghost story about a couple who built this home and lived in the home their entire life, and they both passed away. And this family who currently live there believe that it's being haunted by the ghosts of these two individuals, a man and a woman. And you'll hear the story of how these spirits are making contact with the children in their closet, which again is very classic ghost story. If you go to the blog, or can you see it on Facebook now?
You can see it on the blog. I will put it up on Facebook right now. Yeah.
You'll hear the story here coming up in just a few seconds about how one of the first things that happened is they found these prayer cards that looked to be decades old, very ornate prayer cards in the kids' room. And the kids talk about these spirits as if they're just friends. And then things, as you would expect on the Dave Glover Halloween special, take a little turn for the worse. We had Vicky Main out there with us, who is a psychic medium who's been with us on probably every Halloween show we've done. She'll be here live in another hour or so. And we found some pretty cool, pretty cool stuff in the audio. So this first segment's about 5 minutes, and it is Mariah and Shelby walking us through what happened when they moved into the house.
What about your son and the prayer card? Can you tell us about that?
My mom was watching the kids, and she was changing the sheets and found a cradle card. And she asked my son, Max, where it came from. And he said, my friend in the closet, Charlie, gave it to me to protect me. You found the second
one.
Yeah,
it was in his box springs, their metal box springs. It was shoved in. It wasn't something that they could have picked up off the street. And these are not standard issue. You know what I mean? They are from 1960, 1970 prayer cards that you're, what are they called?
Cradle cards, what they call. And they have an anchor on the bottom of them. And Howard was
in the Navy.
So, I mean.
And you said your son is hearing impaired. And mm-hmm. So when he says Charlie.
Sounds like Shirley. He can't say his D's. He can't say a lot of things whenever he says, like, I'm a good boy. You know, like, that's not a good boy, but we know it's a good boy.
It wouldn't be a stretch. If he were trying to say Shirley, it wouldn't be a stretch to think it might come out Charlie.
Exactly.
Right. His friend Killian. Are they afraid? No, they say that she's here to protect them.
So I would have been gone when Charlie lives in the closet. did you follow up on that? I mean, did you not want to make a big deal out of it? Did you ask what Charlie looks like or anything like that?
No, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it because she was communicating with my kids, and that's scary.
Yeah.
And I just kind of brushed it off, like, okay, well, it's just, you know, he's heard us say something about Charlie or something. But whenever he said she was there to protect them, that's what freaked me out. And that's when I was talking to everyone, like, what do I do at this point? Do I need to get a Ouija board? Do I need to, you know, whatever?
Very early into our ownership of the house, and all the kids were upstairs in the back bedroom together playing. I went downstairs to change over a little laundry, and I just reaching in, not thinking anything of it. All of a sudden, every single door in the house shut at once. And of course, me being my small stature, I'm startled, and I am not typically the one to watch the kids. I am kind of just shook for a moment, and there's two access points to the laundry room. You know, there's right when we go down the stairs, one to the living room area. I run for one, can't get it open. Run for the other, can't get it open. I just kind of frantically think, okay, kids are upstairs, they must have done this. There might be 10 seconds that go by. I try the doors again because I'm just trying to compose myself because I can't be a wreck whenever I walk up to these kids and say, okay, what's going on? Finally, I get the door open.
Shelby doesn't have children.
I don't have children.
So this is new to
her. Thank you,
Mariah.
She's like, no, I don't watch the kids a lot. I have a dog who's a wuss. We've already talked about this. No, but it's okay. He's not listening. It's fine.
Okay,
I run upstairs. I run to the back bedroom. The kids are all playing Nintendo, as they call it.
Nintendo,
And they're tucked in their beds, and they are exactly as I left them. And I asked them, you know, have you guys been running down the hall? Have you opened any doors? Anything? There was no attic fan on. It was winter time, essentially. It was fall.
October, November, yeah.
Everything shut all at once, and I can't forget that. And actually, this past week, I was here, and those laundry room doors shut again on me at the same time.
When Shelby was that would
she
be
had
terrible, a lot of health problems. And she
was
going to the hospital that day, and my parents asked her. She's good now, but it was some really scary times.
I was 3 years old at this time.
She was 3 years old. My mom said to her, Shelby, are you worried? Are you scared about today? You know, she was going to go have surgery, I believe, right?
I was having my first eye surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom asked her, Shelby, are you scared? Are you worried? And she said, no, my friend Mike Burke is here with me. I just got goosebumps. And Mike Burke was our dad's, like, best friend who was killed before either of us were born.
Wow.
And she,
do you remember that?
I do remember.
But
I mean,
she didn't, we didn't know him.
On a whole conversation in the back seat. I remember him being with me. I remember him talking to me. And I do. I remember having that conversation with him. And that's not even actually what I was going to mention as instances.
When I thought that you
But, I mean, personally, yes. That's absolutely something that, I mean, do I know Mike Burke? No. Had I heard mention of him? Yes. But, I mean, I do recall having a conversation.
You were 3 years old. You didn't know that he was dead.
I remember just like, kind of like an outline. Like, I mean, this is very early in the morning whenever we go in for surgery. I think it was about 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. Yeah, I remember kind of seeing that outline. You know, you sit in the back of a dark car,
where you kind of have an outline, somebody peering through glass, stormy nights, that type of scenario where you can't quite make out the figures, but you kind of know that somebody's there. I just knew somebody was there, kind of comforting me. I'm 3 years old. I'm about to have serious, serious eye surgery.
So pretty good setup for Ghost Story.
Yeah.
You have two sisters, one Shelby, who has seen dead people since he was 3 years old and can name them without any way of knowing this person's name. And then you have the other sister who moves into this house and her kids start talking about the people in the closet, one of whom they call Charlie, but being hearing impaired, they think it's Shirley. And the woman who died in the house previously was named Shirley. Her husband was named Howard. And pretty much every day, the kids are talking to these people, the closet people, and they're finding these prayer cards that weren't there when they moved in. When the dad, who is a builder, a handyman, was working on the house, he saw this woman, tiny little gray-haired woman, standing in the hallway. And now I sat down with the dad, I talked to the dad. He would not walk over to this house. Mm-hmm. He wanted no part in it. He was very friendly, very accommodating, but he doesn't think that we should be poking around in this stuff. He is the opposite of the kind of person who wants attention. He's the opposite of the kind of person who's going to see ghosts. And we had a picture of Howard and Shirley, and he said there's just zero chance that it was anyone else. I didn't see an old lady with platinum blonde hair that looked like this woman. I saw this woman. This woman was standing in front of me.
The prayer card to me is especially weird. Like I said, it's up on the blog. We just put it up on the Facebook. Mariah called it a cradle card. Mark, have you seen this photo yet? Did you see it while we were over there?
No, which?
The prayer card.
No, I did not.
Okay. Yeah. Come and look at it on the break. This is obviously not from this era. This is from 50, 60 years ago. And the fact that it was stuck into the box springs of this child's mattress.
Right. Not a mattress that was left at the house.
No.
This wasn't Howard and Shirley's mattress. This was a mattress that they moved into the house that the kids found stuck inside the mattress, inside the box springs, and they kept finding them day after day after day.
The one connection, I mentioned it, I don't know if we have it on the clip here coming up, but is Mariah and Shelby's dad, who didn't want pretty much anything to do any of this, he was away from the house and didn't want to come over, he did a ton of work on this house, much the same as Howard, the man that died. And I'm thinking, I said it the first time, and it sounds like the dad was the first one to see Shirley. My first thought was Shirley hears, you know, all this racket going on and sawing and hammering in the back of her mind because she died second, right?
Shirley was actually put into a nursing home.
That's it.
Largely because she was telling friends and neighbors and relatives that she was hearing hammering coming from one of the other houses at 3 a.m. And they thought that she had developed dementia or Alzheimer's.
Right.
When the family moved in, the family who currently lives there, they hear hammering every night at 3 a.m. And one of the neighbors who came over and knew this couple, was good friends with them, said, I have to admit, I feel kind of bad because none of us believed her. And it's one of the reasons why the remaining people said, well, maybe it's time she go to a nursing home because she's obviously seeing things and hearing things and hallucinating. That's part of Alzheimer's. And then the day they moved in, they heard the same thing, and they hear it most every night. And there's another time, 11:08 p.m., and this place is, it's not an opulent home, but it is decked out with security systems and cameras.
And lots of cameras.
And every night, 11:08, like clockwork, and we have some of that video available for you, too, lights go on and off, things move. They'll lose their keys and they'll walk back into the room and no one's at home and they're sitting in the middle of the floor. It's very strange things like that. So when we first got there, I thought, okay, this is really interesting, but I'm not sure this is DGS Halloween show material because Casper the Friendly Ghost just isn't all that interesting on Halloween. And so it takes a couple of turns. So stick with us. 17th annual DGS Halloween show. By the way, part of the show always is you guys. So it's a very classic, atmospheric Halloween kind of night. Call us 314-241-9797 if you have questions or comments or something happens on your end of the radio. And then tweet. Tony's not here. He went home to trick or treat with the kids. But Rach, how do people tweet you?
At RachelZ971.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome back to the 17th annual Dave Glover Show Halloween special. So just to reset the table, we went to a little suburb in O'Fallon, Missouri, where a friend of a friend of someone here at the station had moved into a house about a year and a half ago. There are three or four houses on this block. This family, a couple generations of the family, bought all the homes. They're rehabbing them. A daughter named Mariah moved into one of the homes and immediately started having things happen at the house. And she has kids, and the kids started talking about the people who visit them who live in the closet. And there are two of them, a man and a woman, and one of them is named Charlie, but the little boy has a hearing impairment, and so saying Charlie, he probably means Shirley. The people who lived in the house, who built the house back in probably the 40s or 50s, were named Howard and Shirley, and they both passed away. The kids found these very ornate prayer cards, cradle cards, stuffed to on the inside of their box springs mattresses that you can look at them. They're on our Facebook. They're on our blog. And they're incredibly ornate. And they look like they're probably from the 50s or 60s. And they started finding these prayer cards and having these discussions with these people who live in their closet. Mariah, very sweet woman, very good mom, to me is a little too okay with people living in her kid's closet. Like I would just be gone. I'm a chicken, but I would just be gone. Lights going on and off, things physically moving. Shelby, Mariah's sister, was there and was downstairs in like a laundry, and three doors slammed shut simultaneously. Gone.
Yeah.
Just gone. So what we do, of course, we go in and do an investigation. We had multiple cameras, multiple audio running the whole time. Vicky Main, psychic medium, who will be here in about half an hour, she was there with us. What I'm going to play for you now is about 4 minutes of our walkthrough. So we're walking through the house. Mariah's taking us on a tour. These are the bedrooms. This is the closet. Go downstairs. This is Howard's workshop. This is where he sat and smoked his pipe. Pay special attention to when I take over the divining rods that Vicky uses, because I'm doing it inside the closet where all this happens.
It's a neat way.
Yeah, it's an interesting life. Yeah. All right, well, let's walk around. And Vicky, Mariah, Shelby, why don't you kind of take the lead here? Okay. Which way you want to go?
We can start this way.
Okay, Vicky, you want to go ahead and explain? I know exactly what these are, but why don't you walk ahead and explain what these are and what they do?
These are my dowsing rods. And when we're doing investigations like this, they will open. There you go. They will open to the strength of the energy that's around. So the further they open, the stronger the strength of the energy.
Wait, can you stop it right there? Okay. So we found several pieces of what I would call EVP evidence. I'm going to have you restart that, because there's one piece that I wasn't confident enough that this was really something, but I want you to listen. So while we're doing this, it's very controlled. There was a bunch of people there from this family, but they were not only outside the house, they were at a different house with a fire going and like a little miniature party. So when I listen back to this, you'll hear Vicky, you'll hear me, you'll hear Mariah. You'll also hear another annoying conversation going on between what sounds to me like a couple of females.
Mariah, Shelby, what are you?
Now, there weren't a couple more females there.
Mm-mm.
And no one was talking but us. So, again, I'm not going to flag this as, oh my God, it's Howard and Shirley following us. But I think it's interesting enough to kind of tune you in on that, to listen to us talking, and you hear this background conversation, and I don't know who it is.
Mariah, Shelby, why don't you kind of take the lead here?
Okay.
Which way you want to go?
We can start this way.
Okay, Vicky, you want to go ahead and explain? I know exactly what these are, but why don't you walk ahead and explain what these are and what they do?
These are my dowsing rods. And when we're doing investigations like this, they will open. There you go.
Yeah.
They will open to the strength of the energy that's around. So the further they open, the stronger the strength of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what these do.
Okay.
Kind of gives us a clue. I don't get anything in here.
Okay.
Yeah, at all.
Can I hold them? Can I hold them?
Hmm?
Can I say hold them?
Oh.
Just like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like doing this. Wow. I go back in this room. You getting that? Spinning all the way around. These usually do this for me, though. Look at that. Look at that.
There you go, Dave.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy. I'm going to give these back.
Dave. This, I'm getting goosebumps. Look at the hair on my arm, Dave. Look at that chill. Yes, they're in here. She's in here.
So, Mariah, what do we know about this room?
When I had the medium come here, she said that Howard had depression problems and he was suicidal. And she said that he had hung himself in here, and she was standing here with her hands up in the air, like spinning around looking at him saying, what do I do? What do I do? And
so he tried it?
Mm-hmm.
He
was sick with cancer and just wanted to die, I think.
I don't see him, but I most certainly feel this was worse than when I came in here earlier, right now.
And what do you feel?
Like I said, just this deep heaviness that I get, and the energy is this strong.
So that would not surprise you?
Mm-mm. But you know what? I gotta get out of here.
Okay.
I'm gonna get out of here.
All right, so I'm not sure if you guys caught that. We'll play it for you again.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the conversation going on behind our conversation was no one that was there. I can't pinpoint who it is, but Mark, you were there.
Yep, I was in a hallway.
We're doing a show.
Right.
And it's just Jim
mm-hmm.
with the camera and his assistant
right.
and Vicky and I walking.
And this house is set up with
small.
All kinds of video. There's video
yeah.
cameras everywhere.
Right.
Every
yeah.
corner's
that's
got
good,
a video
that's,
camera.
That's a great point. We should
yeah.
get the video of us doing that.
Right, right.
So, but I'm not claiming that's an EVP.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't know who's having that conversation. What I think is really interesting and spooky is what I hear when I'm in the closet doing the dowsing rods. Now, what's interesting is it's a very light moment. Now, this is the closet
mm-hmm.
where the kids, it's the kids' closet where Howard and Charlie, or Shirley, come out of the closet and talk to them. It's the room where they find these prayer cards that we put on the Facebook page, shoved inside their box spring mattress, inside the springs. And as you'll hear in the next hour, Howard and Shirley are not the only people coming out of that closet. Mm-hmm. There are more people coming out of the closet after we finish this investigation. In the weeks afterwards, new people are showing up. So I want to play you just that, like, 10 seconds or so. I take the dowsing rods.
And we should mention that in historically, we've all done the dowsing rods.
Yes.
And they go nowhere. We give them to you.
Yes.
And they go nuts.
They both spin around like a clock.
Every time you touch them, they start going crazy.
Time.
Yeah.
So as you can hear, it's a light moment.
Right.
Because
we're laughing at
Vicky's
it.
Like,
yeah.
Here it goes.
Yep.
There goes the dowsing rods.
Yep.
But listen and see if you hear what I hear as we're having this discussion.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
You hear that?
Yes.
One more time.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
I have no idea what that person or thing is saying.
It sounds like an older person.
It sounds like an old woman.
Yeah. At first, when I first heard it, played it back a minute ago, I thought it was kids. But if you listen to it, she's talking real kind of slow and she's kind of strained.
Yeah. We'll play it for you again when we come back. And then there's a couple more things that make that seem pretty tame. Because later in the night, we went downstairs and we did a seance where Vicky attempts to send the people into the next world with limited success, mm-hmm. if you believe the sisters, because they said that they were back at 11:08 p.m. that night. Quick break, right back. DJS Halloween special. Welcome back, guys. 17th annual Dave Glover Show Halloween special. If you have questions or comments you want to talk to us about, you can call us at 314-241-9797. Tweet Rachel at
RachelZ971.
So let me reestablish, for those of you who are just coming into this, or for those of you who've been listening or are a little bit confused. So this investigation took place at a residential home, not a famous home, not a home that had any reputation whatsoever prior to about 18 months ago, when a family bought about four houses on a corner as a family, started rehabbing them. One of the sisters moved into this one home where the previous owners who built the house back in the 40s, Howard and Shirley had lived their entire married time together, and then passed away within a few years of each other. Very, very quickly, they were noticing your classic poltergeist weird things. Lights going on and off at the same time every night, finding objects that aren't supposed to be there. The two kids talking to their mother about the people who live in their closet, a man and a woman. One of their names was Charlie, but because of a hearing impairment, they think they're actually saying Shirley, which is the name of the woman who lived there. The dad, who is a complete non-BS spooky kind of guy. He's a man's man, home builder kind of guy. The first couple of days he was there rehabbing this particular house, saw Shirley. Not an old woman that looked like her. He swears he saw her standing right there in a hallway and just left. So there's a picture of the couple, the two of them, and he said, 100%, that's who I saw. And he didn't go back to that house that night we were there. So these kids, once they started talking to the closet people, found these very, very ornate, maybe worth some money, decades-old Catholic prayer cards, cradle cards, which you can see on our Facebook page, stuck inside their box springs mattress. And they kept finding them day after day, week after week. So we did this investigation. We were rolling tape cameras the entire time. And at one point, very early on, I take the dowsing rods from Vicky. They always spin around for me. And I'm standing looking at the closet, and they're spinning like crazy. And we're kind of laughing because they always do this for me. But I'm right there where these people come out of the closet and talk to the kids. And when we went back to listen to the audio, we picked up what sounds to me like an older woman mumbling in a whiny kind of voice. And some of you out there think you hear things. I don't. I have no idea what this person is saying, if they're saying words. But here's the isolated sound.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
Obviously, none of us heard that at the time. No one reacts to it.
Right.
But it's definitely there in the tape now.
And what are someone tweeted in, what are they thought?
Yeah,
she
Mama
was saying?
K says, old lady is saying, oh, look at, I can kind of hear that.
Oh, look at?
Yeah. And then, you know, muffled at the end.
Right.
Do it again.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
It's definitely a voice. It doesn't sound to me like machinery or the house settling or wood squeaking or something like that. So after this, we make our way around the house. We end up down in the basement in this room. We played that audio for you, which was Howard's workshop. And Howard definitely had some issues with depression. And two different psychics now, when they went down there, said, I see him hanging. He tried to kill himself unsuccessfully. Mm-hmm. And then later in the night, Vicky made contact with him through a seance, and some really weird stuff comes out of that. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Vicky Mann will join us live. We have the sisters at our disposal that we may get on the air. They're hearing this audio for the very first time, too. So they've never heard this stuff. And I'd love to know, does this make any difference to you in continuing to live in a house where people are coming out of the closet, talking to your kids, sticking prayer cards inside their mattress, and leaving these ghostly voices behind on our tape? Quick break, right back. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome back to the 17th annual Dave Glover Show Halloween special. So we are halfway through. Just to set the table for all of you who are just joining me, or to clear up any confusion that people have been listening for the last hour have, our investigation is of a home in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's just a regular home, just a suburban home. I was reading over people's tweets. Rach, where do people tweet you?
Oh, lots of stuff.
Where do they do it?
Oh, they've also been tweeting me lots of stuff.
Lots.
You can tweet me at RachelZ971.
You can also call. I may not get to your phone call, because we have a lot to get to in this hour, but if you hear something, feel something, a lot of times things happen in people's cars and homes while they listen, 314-241-9797. But just to address one, I saw looking over Rachel's shoulder, one guy said, oh, it's the fakest stuff I've ever heard, I'm laughing my ass off, all made up. So I'm using the real names. Like, we got permission. This is no, like, funny business. This is a family. Anyone who knows them will know who we're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're even using the real names of the people who lived in the house before. Mm-hmm. So there's lots and lots voluminous video from their personal security cameras, which we will post and have posted some of this stuff. You can go to 971talk.com/Halloween. We didn't find as many pieces of audio stuff that we usually do, but the stuff we found I thought was pretty weird. The first thing, which we won't replay for you, but you can go back and listen to the show. We'll put that sound up there for you, is when we're all walking around and Vicky is telling us what the dowsing rods do. And Vicky's here now. Good to see you. Thanks.
Hi, Dave. Thank you.
And you'll remember that as we were first walking through, it was just us.
Right. Exactly.
And there's I find it a very annoying conversation going on between females. And I was listening to it, and I was telling Rachel, why didn't everyone shut up? And then I realized, well, there is no one there. It was just us.
Exactly.
And we're going to try and get that video footage from them just to show that it was just us. But I'm not calling that an EVP. I'm just saying, I don't know who that is. And then when I was standing in the closet, let me back up. As soon as they moved into this house a year and a half ago, strange things started to happen. There are two young kids that share a bedroom. Actually, three, two boys and a girl. And all of them see these people come out of their closet and talk to them. The people that died in the house were named Howard and Shirley, and one of them they call Charlie, although because of a hearing impairment, they think they're trying to say Shirley. And then they started finding these prayer cards shoved into the box spring mattresses of their mattresses, not one that they found when they moved into the house, their own that they brought in. that we posted pictures of that appear to be like from the 50s or 60s. Creepy. And so when I was using Vicky's dowsing rods, it's like an inside joke. Every time I hold them, they spin around like tops. Yeah. And I'm laughing and Vicky's laughing. And you hear what we think sounds like an old lady whimpering.
Yeah.
And I asked Vicky if she heard it. She said, in my car, I couldn't hear it really well. So we're going to replay that for her and you guys a couple of times here.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
Do it again.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
So I think a lot of this can be the same thing that you look in the clouds and you see puppy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listen back over and over, it sounds like the first part sounds like she's singing. Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The second part sounds like she says something else. Play it one more time for me.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year.
And the second part sounds like she's saying something about you all. Now, again, absolutely could be a Rorschach, but that's what I hear.
Right.
I hear that too, Dave.
You hear that too?
Yeah, definitely. I could not hear that in the car, but here in the station playing it now,
right.
Very clear.
Right.
Very clear.
We had a question on Twitter about the prayer cards, which I thought was interesting, and I figured I'd ask since Vicky is in the room. Adam says, I've heard stories of entities moving things, but where are these prayer cards coming from? If they weren't already in the house, did any of the experts say whether or not they could have been manifested from the other side? Is that something that's possible?
Absolutely. They can... That's how people talk about things just showing up. They don't know where it came from. They can manifest what they want. And absolutely, they manifested to put those prayer cards there.
What would be, I mean, we could make stuff up all day long, but what do you think the purpose was? What are they trying to communicate with that?
The prayer cards? I think communicate protection for the children. It was in the one child's room, right?
Yeah.
The boy's room. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Protection. Prayer cards for protection.
So do you want to play the seance sound?
Yeah.
So what we did is we took the tour, and I want Vicky to talk a little bit about that little room where the other psychic said that she saw Howard hanging, and there was some suggestion that he had tried to commit suicide at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And when you went in the room, you had a really instant...
Bad reaction.
Bad reaction.
Yeah.
What did that feel like?
It felt... It just kind of kept getting worse in there, and it was like a crushing feeling. I was getting short of breath. I just felt awful, just awful. Do you remember that reaction I had at that one house that was so bad?
Yeah, the little house in North County.
Right. This one was almost as close to that one. That's the feeling. And even when I left the room, they didn't follow me, but I was literally leaning against the wall because I couldn't stand up.
So during the seance, it's about 5 minutes here, just to set the scene, we're down in the basement where they lived most of their life. We're at a table. It's me and Mariah and Shelby, Vicky, Rachel, and Mark. And we're all holding hands, so no one can do anything with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and his assistant were there with the cameras, and that's it. And it's so quiet you can hear a pin drop. I say this because during this, you're going to hear a sound that we all acknowledge.
Yes.
We all hear it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also going to hear something that we didn't hear that's close to that sound. So kind of keep your ears open for that. So here's the sound of the seance.
And what is she protecting Max from? And why Max?
He's more accepting of her. Just simply because he's accepting of her, that's all.
Is there something to be protected from in the house?
He's not sick. There's something wrong with him.
She said there's nothing here that's to harm him. She just feels that's what she should do. Not that anything is going to come, it's just... like you would be around to protect your kids no matter what. And she's just hanging around kind of in the same way.
Can you ask why Shelby's having more frightening experiences here? Door slamming and such.
They're playing with you. It's because you, and this is what happens, when you show fear, then they prey upon that fear. And that's what they were doing. It was Howard. Thinks he's being funny. Guy games.
It's funnier now than it was then.
Yeah, absolutely. And absolutely.
Can I ask about the room over there that no one likes going in, that you had such a reaction to?
Ask
what happened in it, if something happened in it. If the other medium was correct, that Howard...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened? Or was it even you? You said it was him.
And did he try to kill himself?
Mm-hmm. And he was unsuccessful, he said. He said he regretted trying to do that. But the fear that he had and the being so depressed, then the emotions he had, that's one of the things that's in that room. You know, like an imprint. Mm-hmm. It's an imprint in that room. Shirley's mom came. She still doesn't want to go. Or it's Howard.
Can you let him stay?
They really don't need to be here. They really don't. They really don't need to be here.
Do you think they're staying until everything's finished in the house? Because...
No. It's... They don't want to go, but in time, they could change to not be so nice. In time. And that's more what I'm concerned about.
So things could sour.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said earlier...
Do they have moods like that now? Are there temporary times and temper tantrums when...
Not so much.
What was that?
Mm. Anybody bump anything?
Mm-hmm. No. I came from the area of that room, though. It's kind of like a pink can.
Yeah. They're just not.
Is it them?
Howard. Just letting his presence be known. Last resort is I call for St. Michael the Archangel to come and take them on to where they need to be. Okay. I call for St. Michael and his forces to come and take these two souls, Shirley and Howard, to the other side, where they belong. Come and help them, St. Michael, and your forces come take them.
You think?
I can tell you one thing. Then when we heard that night, it sure as hell didn't sound like what we just heard.
Mm-mm.
It didn't sound anything like
that.
What do you remember
about that?
I just remember we're all sitting there holding hands, and we all kind of said at the same time, like, what was that? To me, it sounded more like a bump or a thump. It didn't sound anything like what we just heard. Not even close.
I thought a box had, like, fallen down is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And what did that sound like to you?
I don't know. I was going to go in and, you know, you can... Vicky, you can tell me I'm nuts. I don't care. But from stuff we've done in the past, sometimes you walk in, and I don't buy a lot of this stuff. I just don't. But I've walked into some of these before, and you could feel the vibe in the house.
Right.
I got no negative vibe at this house at all. I felt, the kids, in fact, the one Mariah was talking about, one time she was looking for her keys. Mm-hmm. She had to leave, find her keys, right. And all of a sudden they fell on the floor like off a counter. Right. I don't know. I don't know diddly about diddly, but it just seems like everything that it seems all, mm-hmm. positive to me. Again, I could be wrong. Maybe that's why they don't want to leave. That's why they don't want to go to the other side. I don't know how that all works, but it just, in some of the stuff that we've done in the past, I could just kind of, it just felt kind of, mm-hmm. and I didn't get that. I never felt that at all.
I agree with Mark. It's weird that I have a 17-year history and I'm somewhat nationally known, like doing that Exorcist mm-hmm. TV show for this stuff. And I'm an agnostic, so I don't even openly accept the existence of God. All I know is that when we go to these places, we have varying degrees of experience. I felt really scared at the Limp Mansion because it's like Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
I was really screwed up at the Exorcist house because it's the Exorcist house.
Right.
And because those people responded so violently. Mm-hmm. Last year at the Mineral Springs, I just, for the life of me, can't explain how that door
locked.
Deadbolted. Mm-hmm. And it's all on video. I can't for the life of me explain how you hear the footsteps walking around the pool when the lady's sitting there by herself. I don't know how that happens. And so on this one, same kind of thing. You hear us all. I remember it sounding like a box fell.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Upstairs or something. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like someone kicking a door, and then you hear like someone yell.
It's a voice. Yeah. It sounds like, voice. Yeah.
And it's an
EVP. Yeah, nothing mm-hmm. like that the night, because I would have got up and left. But it just, it didn't sound like that.
No,
it wasn't even enough that during our conversation, we go, what was that? And then we moved on.
Was it you guys? I expected Jim to say, that was me, my bad. Because that's happened before.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if that happened, I promise you, we wouldn't present that as, okay. And Vicky wouldn't let us.
Right.
That if she knew that was Jim had tripped over,
just backed into
something.
Right. Yeah, because I was the one that said, who did that? What happened?
And when I said, was it these guys? And you said it was Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you play it back, it sounds like, to me, it sounds like someone kicking a door mm-hmm. a couple rooms away and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear that same sort of whiny.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Shirley did earlier.
Voice.
Right.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is. Then I noticed the first time we went down, the basement is really not. He put a bar in.
It's a fun little basement.
Yeah, there's this really cool ceiling and stuff.
Yeah.
And again, Mariah and Shelby's dad is this construction guy.
Right.
And that's the first thing I thought that they kind of do, but I mean, we're kind of in Howard's domain down there.
Right.
Because it's a beautiful basement. It's really, really well done.
Very nice. So,
take a phone call or two. Susie, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Happy Halloween.
You too.
I love your show so far. It's very interesting. And I have a few comments about the situation that the young ladies are experiencing at their home. I'd like to ask a question. How did Shirley pass away?
She died of natural causes in the nursing home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I see. All right. Well, see, I remember you did say that. I think that from what I've learned, sometimes old people, when they're lingering between life and death, they oftentimes don't really know whether they're alive or dead. And maybe her spirit is there because she still hasn't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Why don't we play?
No, I don't think so. Uh-huh.
Do you want to play those sounds again before we go, or you want to wait till we come back?
Let's wait till we come back.
Okay, quick break. Right back with the 17th annual DGS Halloween special. Happy Halloween, everyone. The 17th annual Dave Glover Show Halloween special. If you have something to say, you can call us at 314-241-9797 or tweet Rachel at
RachelZ971.
And give me a flavor of Twitter.
Okay. Lee on Twitter says, I hear the same lady's voice as in the first clip. Carrie says, I'm hearing background conversations the whole time. Don, the DGS Halloween special is the best show of the year. Duh, of course.
this is this is a sad story because it's a real story, verifiable mm-hmm. through just, court records and such that these people lived here. And we're not hiding these people's names. We said, would you want us to give different names. They said, no, it's fine. We're going to post and have posted already some of the security camera footage from within the house and the things that are going on. Just to catch you up, this is a nice little house, but it's mm-hmm. like not a McMansion or anything. No, it's a ranch-style house with a basement in O'Fallon, Missouri, not too far from me, probably 5 miles from where I live, where a family bought three or four houses together and are rehabbing them about a year and a half ago. And the one sister moved into this house with her kids, and immediately things started happening. And the first thing was the dad, who again is a man's man, builder, hobbyist, not into spooks or ghosts or the paranormal at all. And one of the first couple of days he was working on this house, he saw this woman who died there, named Shirley. Howard was her husband, evidently suffered from some depression. We don't know this for a fact, but a couple of psychics have now said that they think that he had tried to commit suicide in this little room in the basement that Vicky had a hard time being in. When the kids almost immediately said, there are people that come out of the closet and they talk to us. And they found these, not just one prayer card, but several shoved into their box springs mattresses that look very, very old. And we posted pictures of those. We did not make this up. We know someone who we work with knows his family very well and vouched for them and said, look, they're the opposite of crazy people. Vicky met them, mm-hmm. very normal people.
Yeah, absolutely. Very nice.
And so we played you that sound. Rachel, when we do that, let's play the sound again from when I'm in the closet.
Okay.
And you hear Vicky and I laughing because I'm using her dowsing rods and they always really react to me and we're just laughing about it. And what I was going to say is sad is what I hear from this voice is having visited my dad in the nursing home for years, that's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like a very sad person.
Right.
Because if you go to nursing homes,
yes.
you hear the disembodied wails sometimes, mm-hmm. or a person with Alzheimer's will try to stop you, and can you help me, and are you my daughter?
You hear that, I mean, I've done, people just kind of like go, help me.
Yes.
And they just all, they'll do it 9 hours a day, man, yeah.
And that's what I hear.
Yeah, I am.
So this is what it sounded like when I was...
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
So the first one really does sound like singing to me. Mm-hmm. Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah. And she goes up at the do very end.
Right.
Listen.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year.
I swear the second thing she says is you all something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you,
but
Dave.
But it's got that kind of sound
dum,
like you
dum,
exactly.
Dum.
Like you talked about.
Yeah, very sad.
Kind of help me, help me.
Let's get to the sound that we found during the seance.
Okay.
They don't want to go, but
she did it again.
Did the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same. I just
that's what Lee said on Twitter.
Change to not be so nice.
Yeah, let me start it over.
They don't want to go,
but different.
In time, they could change to not be so nice.
It sounded like she's saying you always.
Yeah, you all something.
And that's
okay, hold on, stop it.
But the beginning is, I think the beginning is identical to the first show we heard.
No, it's not. It's not identical.
The tone sounds different to me.
The third note, I'm going to call it, is different. And we'll get these back. We didn't know this, but we'll get these back to back. The first one, the third note is different. Rach, maybe you can do that. Play the first one and then play that second one.
Look at that.
They don't want to go, but
different.
Higher.
It's
different.
Higher, it's but higher. It's she, both of them. She,
it's the same kind of thing.
They go up.
But it's not the same. It's not the same.
Not exactly the same.
Okay,
but you're right. It does kind of sound like singing going on.
Play the seance.
Yeah.
In time, they could change to
you
be
always.
So nice.
Mm-hmm.
In time. And that's more what I'm concerned about.
So things,
that they,
things could sour.
Yeah. And like I said earlier,
do they have moods like that now? Are there temporary times and temper tantrums when?
Did you guys hear the muffled noise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Again, we didn't hear that. I didn't, because we would have said something about it that night.
That's so. See, yeah. I didn't put two and two together. That first win, and I didn't hear the singing until tonight.
I didn't either.
But it sounds like singing, and in the second one, it sounds like someone trying to sing the same song, but they sing it different. And then that second thing, it sounds like they're saying "You Always."
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to go to break soon, but let's play this little clip of when we thought at the time it did sound like a box dropping. It sounded like someone stomping upstairs, something like that.
Not so
That's
much.
A scream.
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Did no, not hear did not that hear that night. Uh-uh. No.
That sounded like the box falling.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Wow.
Crazy.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, we have to take a break, but it looks like we have Mariah on the phone.
Can I be kind of inappropriate?
Sure, Dave. Go ahead.
I mean, it's we're doing this.
We're doing what? What are you doing, Dave?
What is it?
What? You want to run this by us during the break before you do it? Let's do that.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everyone. 17th annual Dave Glover Show Halloween special. Man, time has flown. I can't believe this is the last segment. Vicky Main is here with us. Before I forget, people are asking online for your information.
You can find me on Facebook at Psychic Vicky. And my number to reach me is 314-398-2827.
So, very quickly, little home in O'Fallon. Family moves in about a year and a half ago. Immediately things start happening. We happen to know someone who knows this family. They told us about it back during the summer. We said, that sounds great. Went about 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, did the investigation. It was weird. It was creepy. Very interesting story. Very classic haunted house story. Little kids seeing people in their closet, talking to them in a very friendly way. Finding these decades-old prayer cards stuffed into their box spring mattress. A couple built the house, lived there, died there. Basically, not literally in the house, but, you know, it was their house when they died. This family took it over. The dad saw the woman, physically saw her standing there. Doesn't like going back there. Certainly doesn't like messing with this kind of stuff. Lights going on and off. Objects moving from one place to another, can't find their keys, find them in the middle of the floor when they walk back through the room, stuff like that. Mariah and Shelby are the two sisters that this is happening to. We have Mariah on hold here, and she can kind of fill us in on what's happened since we were there. Found some really interesting sound, which sounds like, to us, an old woman whimpering, maybe singing. And then the sound of a distinctly male voice just yelling, just just a yell, not even a word, during the seance. When we heard a noise, it sounded like something, no pun intended, going bump in the night. And when we listen back, we all react to it, but it sounds more violent to me somehow. Like, had we heard that noise, we would have all stopped and said, what was that? Let's stop doing this and let's go find out what happened. Someone obviously fell or something like that. So Mariah, the owner of the house, joins us now. Hello, Mariah.
Hi.
So I guess you've been listening.
I have.
And how does it hit you, listening back to your own story and hearing these things that we found?
It's pretty crazy hearing it. And the voices or whatever the noise that you're hearing is not the first time I've heard those sounds, actually.
Really? Tell me about that.
Well, whenever I had a previous medium here before, and we had recorded some stuff, and we heard yelling and different noises like that. And then I've also had recordings that I've done myself with my family, and we play them back, and it sounds like there's like a party going on with like people talking and yelling and things like that, and there's not a soul in the house whenever those recordings are being made. So
we only have like 3 minutes left, but catch us up to date. So after we left, the shenanigans started in that night and have continued on, correct?
Yes. I mean, that night she was going as far as, or he or she, I'm not sure which one it was at that point, was completely turning all the lights in the basement off and on and things like that. And, I mean, she's definitely still there. She's definitely
Can I interject?
Here, and who knows how long she'll be here.
All right, this is Vicky. How you doing, girl?
Good, how are you?
All right. Personally, I kind of think you've got more going on there that night. Some of you guys are attracting these entities to yourselves. And I really truly believe you've got, I think you have more there than you did before than just Howard and Shirley.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You've kind of become a beacon, so to speak, simply because you're open to it. You're like, okay with the spirits being there. So when somebody's okay with the spirits being there, they're going to come.
And Mariah, didn't you say, well, I know you said this, I find this really creepy. Of all the things that are creepy, the kids now see and talk to a new person named John Marison, right?
John Marison, yeah. We were just talking about him today.
And what do the kids say?
You know, he drives a black car. I don't know who that is. But he is super strong, and he's very nice, and he's teaching my son to protect himself, which was what he told me today, which, so I don't know what that is, but he talks about John Marison every day. I mean, he even tells random people, oh, my friend John Marison. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of people in your closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mariah, girl, you better be careful. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah.
A lot of protection stuff.
Yeah. And Mariah, correct me if I'm wrong on this. You don't seem very, it doesn't seem to be bothering you very much. You don't seem afraid at all.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, late at night when I'm here by myself, yeah. I mean, things freak me out. But, I mean, they've never done anything that is right. Like they're going to hurt me or they're upset with me or anything like that. They're just here, and they're going to be here, and, I mean, who am I to force them out of their house, you know?
Okay.
All right, well, we are out of time. I'll just take time to thank New Vodka, sponsoring this whole thing.
Yes.
Let you know that in the next hour, we're going to do a one-hour condensed version of last year's show from the Mineral Springs Hotel in Alton, and let's go around the room real quick, 10 seconds or less. Rach, your thoughts?
I just want to get in. We had a post-shoot interview with Shelby and Mariah that we didn't get to today. The show was just packed. Andrew's putting that up on the blog as we speak, so go listen to that tonight if you just can't get enough of the show this year.
Mark?
I think Vicky brought it up. I think maybe more are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mariah, I just don't think it didn't seem to bother her, and if it doesn't, maybe, you know, Howard and Shirley are saying, hey, come on over. This is the place to be.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, they are attracting
others
to come, and that can be very dangerous. So I really worry
about
that.
Yeah, the new big, strong guy teaching the little boy how to protect himself is very horror movie script.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So let's end the show, Rach, with the EVPs. Just play them at your discretion.
Look at that. They have done this for me every year. That is crazy.
They don't want to go, but in time they could change to not be so nice. In time. And that's more what I'm concerned about.
So things could sour.
Yeah. Nah, not so much.